It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. Our conversation last week about the high school student whose parents sued the school struck a nerve with many of you. The student, who is not identified, got an F on her science project after turning it in late. Her family says she was on a school-approved trip and that she turned it in the next day. Rachel Harrelson, a listener in Sacramento, California, applauded the parents. "We should be encouraging our high achievers and supporting them," she wrote, "not punishing them with unfair rules. GPAs do matter in college admissions, and it's not right for power-hungry teachers to ruin a student's GPA when the student clearly understands the material being taught. Since this student is a minor, the parents have every right, and I would add the duty, to make sure their child is treated properly in school." Another listener took a slightly different view. "You have got to be kidding me," emailed Gretchen Brown in full caps lock. "Our children have been taught that sometimes when you make a decision to do something, sometimes you have to give something else up, and then you have to live with the consequences. Our children have also been taught to take responsibility for their actions. That's what preparation for adulthood is all about. Parents need to learn to let their children learn the hard lessons of life. Life isn't fair. Get over it." To mark the fourth anniversary of the war in Iraq, we traveled to Cleveland, Ohio last Thursday. The city of Brook Park, just outside Cleveland, is home to a Marine Corps Reserve Battalion that lost 19 men during just 1 week in 2005. We spoke with a former Marine and with the father of one of those killed in the attacks. And many of you called in and wrote to express support for the troops, something that did not sit well with Paul, a listener from Florida. "Contrary to what was said, not all of us appreciate the efforts of our troops. The troops actually do us all a great disservice by participating in an illegal invasion and occupation based on lies. Support the troops has become the most insidious form of political correctness, propagated by those who normally use the label of political correctness to deride whatever they disagree with. In the ultimate sense, of course, I do support the troops. I would like to see them out of harm's way and not brutalizing themselves by needless killing." And we talked with Patti Smith last week, just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She addressed the issue of what qualifies as rock and roll and who should be allowed into the Hall of Fame. Sean, a listener in San Francisco, thinks it's all a moot point. The very idea of a Hall of Fame of rock by setting up some unknown standard that some unknown they decide upon is weirdly institutional and soul-deadening. What does a Hall of Fame have to do with the renegade spirit of rock and roll? And speaking of rock stars, Murray Horowitz joined us to talk about rock and roll movies. Jared Cheek from Muncie, Indiana, voted for Rock and Roll High School, starring the Ramones. It is, he wrote, the greatest rock and roll movie of all time. Another listener nominated American Graffiti. And Charlie in Portland added simply, Blues Brothers, duh. The votes are still coming in at our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. We're also looking for ideas for our series, What Works? So if there's an innovative solution that works in your neighborhood or town, let us know about it on the blog. And as always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.